Russia makes another move. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A pair of long-range nuclear-capable Russian bombers are on patrol in the sky over Belarus, where 30,000 Russian forces have been deployed. This as the U.S. and its NATO allies weigh their options.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken met his Polish counterpart as the first of nearly 2,000 paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division arrive in Poland. Our Jennifer Griffin reports 70% of Russia's forces are now in place to launch a potential invasion of Ukraine, not just from the north from Belarus, but from Crimea to the south, should Russian President Vladimir Putin give the order.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron by phone. They agreed that diplomacy must be the overriding priority. He killed four members of his family, then killed himself. Police in Texas uncovered two shooting scenes overnight. The bodies of a man and woman were found in Corsicana, about 50 miles south of Dallas. Then the bodies of a man and a child were discovered at another location about 20 miles away. The suspect was later found in a vehicle with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A school mask mandate has been temporarily blocked in Illinois. A judge ruling Governor J.B. Pritzker overstepped his legal authority. Meanwhile, in Virginia, masks are still mandated for the time being.
Seven Virginia school systems have gotten their way. A circuit court judge has issued a temporary block of Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order, which prevented schools from mandating students wear masks. Now, Youngkin argues large-scale mask mandates are ineffective and impractical. Instead, he believes masking should be an individual choice for Virginia students.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
From snow and ice to a deep freeze.
It is very cold out here in Boston. We're actually in the low 20s. There's a lot of snow still here. A lot of states are having ice buildup or just a lot of snow, and it's causing power outages in some places. Not specifically here, but in other states like Texas and Tennessee, they are seeing a lot of power outages.
Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell. As the Olympic Games play out in Beijing, a protest against them is wrapping up in Washington. A group of Uyghurs, an ethnic minority native to northwest China, denounced the games outside the White House. China is accused of committing genocide against the Uyghurs. Will he go out with a gold? One of America's best winter Olympians of all time is ready to call it a career.
He has won three halfpipe gold medals, and whether or not he wins a fourth next week in Beijing, snowboarder Sean White saying Saturday this competition will be his last. He reflected on a moment recently in Austria, which helped cement his decision.
The mountain was closing. There's no one around. And I was watching kind of like the sun go down, and it just hit me. I was like, this is it.
And the 35-year-old says, regardless of what happens in these games, he's at peace.
Just to make it here, like everyone said, is such a feat. To enjoy this whole process is special. I mean, for my fifth time, like pinching myself how lucky I am to be here.
White won his golds in 2006 in Torino, in 2010 in Vancouver, and in 2018 in Pyeongchang. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
It's been 4 days since a little boy fell into a well in Morocco. A massive rescue attempt is ongoing, but unstable soil is said to be threatening the operation. A rope has been used to send the five-year-old oxygen and water. The well is 105 feet deep. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.